This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Does it count to actually look back and look back to 14 years ago? I mean, really, to 2009, when there is a extraordinarily insightful comment and a column, actually, that appeared in the New York Post. And the headline said, in 2009, don't stop until Hamas is destroyed. If Israel had followed that advice back in 2009, would it be a different world today? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be speaking to the author of that column, who's also the author of 29 books, Ralph Peters, who's been a frequent guest on the show, I'm proud to say, the author of Civil War novels, books on foreign policy, and more, with 3 decades experience as a crack U.S. Army intelligence officer. We'll be speaking to Ralph Peters coming up on the Medved Show. Meanwhile, there's also the question of what is happening in the world of politics, and a great deal of the attention in the world of politics is paid to the Des Moines Register poll, which just came out, which is considered the most authoritative poll by far for the nation's first caucuses or primaries. That's the January 15th caucuses that are scheduled for the state of Iowa. And the headline says in the Des Moines Register today, Trump leads, Haley ties DeSantis in new Iowa poll before 2024 caucuses. A Des Moines Register NBC News MediaCom Iowa poll shows 43% of likely Republican caucus goers pick Trump as their first choice for president, while DeSantis and Haley tied for second at 16%. Support for Nikki Haley has swelled in Iowa. That's how the piece leads. The former United Nations ambassador has pulled even with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in what has become a heated battle for second place in the first-in-the-nation caucus state. But former President Donald Trump still dominates the race. A new Des Moines Register NBC News MediaCom Iowa poll shows 43% of likely Republican caucus goers choose Trump as their first choice for president. That's up from 42% in an August Iowa poll. DeSantis and Haley are now tied for second place with 16%. It's a drop of 3 percentage points for DeSantis, and it's a 10-point jump for Haley, who used to be at 6%, is now at 16%. And one of the things that they point out, they interview a 39-year-old respondent from Waterloo named Aaron Rush. And Rush is weighing supporting Haley. He said he's been watching presidential polls and debates to help him decide between the two. More than anything, he says he wants to find a candidate who looks like they can beat Trump. He likes U.S. Senator Tim Scott, but doesn't include him in his top two because the senator's poor showing in other polls. The ability to beat Trump right now is more important than any sort of policy differences you're going to get between the rest of the field, Rush said. Scott is at 7%, down from 9%. Chris Christie is at 4%, down from 5%. Vivek Ramaswamy held steady at 4%. And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum rose from 2% to 3%. And meanwhile, Texas pastor Ryan Binkley, who will be also on the ballots in Iowa, fell to 0%. He will not be a factor. Mike Pence dropped out of the race on Saturday. In addition to her strong showing with independents, who were allowed to participate in the caucuses for the Republican Party, if they choose, in January 15th, Nikki Haley leads both Trump and DeSantis with suburban poll respondents. 32% say Haley is their first pick for president. DeSantis is second at 29%, and Trump is third at 24%. Now, they separated the suburban participants because they are the most likely to participate in the caucuses. Those who name Trump as their first choice are also more enthusiastic about their pick, the poll shows. Overall, 30% of likely caucus growers say they are extremely enthusiastic about their first choice for president. And what's fascinating here is they have a heading in their coverage of this big new poll. It says, "Is it inevitable that Donald Trump will win the Iowa caucuses?" And they point out that Trump leads by a commanding margin, but Iowa caucus goers have not shut the door on alternatives, the Iowa poll shows. The poll shows that just 4% of respondents have narrowed the list of candidates they are considering to just one. Instead, 22% are considering two candidates, and 72% say they're considering three or more candidates. In other words, they haven't made up their minds, which is an indication that debate in Florida, November 8th, coming right up, could be very important. Trump's total is matched by the 67% who say they are considering caucusing for DeSantis. In other words, there's 67% who say they're considering caucusing for Trump, and 67% who say they are considering caucusing for DeSantis. Now, what all of this means is fascinating. There are a couple of candidates who might want to consider giving up. One of them is Vivek Ramaswamy, who is viewed more unfavorably in Iowa than he is even across the country. Three candidates are underwater with their favorability rating. They are viewed unfavorably by more likely caucus goers than favorably. The three who are viewed negatively are Ramaswamy and Pastor Binkley, Chris Christie, and Asa Hutchinson, who is, I think, close to calling off his campaign. The percentage of those who view Ramaswamy unfavorably has risen from 20% to 37%, an indication that all the exposure and attention he got in the debates didn't help him, it hurt him. While the percentage of those who view him favorably has increased to 43%. But when you're that close, you have 43% favorable, 37% unfavorable, that's ouch. Christie remains the candidate with the highest unfavorable rating. All of this with the Iowa poll, well, you can figure it out. Here we are, where October, November, December, it's less than 3 months away. And for years, there's somebody who's been talking about foreign policy, who's been unbelievably prophetic about Putin, who called it right 20 years ago, literally 20 years ago. He's also been right on how to handle Hamas. His column, which is very much worth reading right now, which is Don't Stop Until Hamas is Destroyed. That appeared in the New York Post back in January of 2009. How did Ralph Peters know? We will find out from Ralph Peters and about what the United States should do concerning Ukraine, Hamas, Iran, and more. Coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Once in a while, you get to read a column that just knocks you out. There was a column like that in the New York Post under the headline, "Don't Stop Until Hamas is Destroyed." And then the beginning of the column, it says, "Israeli ground troops have gone into Gaza. But can they rip out Hamas before international Israel haters save the terror machine?" to provide its citizens even with temporary shelter, Israel had no choice but to face a ground campaign's risks to its soldiers and the inevitable global criticism. The remarkable thing about that column by Ralph Peters, who's the author of 29 books, including works on strategy and military affairs, as well as best-selling Civil War novels, the column by Ralph Peters appeared January 5th, 2009. Okay, it's uncanny, isn't it, Ralph, that so much of what you write in a column from 14 years ago is still highly applicable and relevant today?
Well, history repeats itself, especially when you don't take decisive action. And this is just all sadly, sadly predictable. And Israel was forced to stop, essentially, 14 years ago. It was only a matter of time before this happened again. It happens again. It's not that it doesn't just happen to Israel, Michael. For instance, if you remember in 2004, the Marines under Jim Mattis had almost taken Fallujah from the fanatics. And what happened? International pressure on the Bush administration basically drove Bush to panic, and he stopped Mattis just short of the goal line. So what happened? You know, we knew we'd have to go back again the next year, and we did, and it was bloodier for everybody. So there's the basic message, the basic theme in so much of what I've written over almost five decades now, is that when you take action in any sphere, it must be decisive. It must shift the planet, basically, off its axis and start again. And if you do not follow through, if you cave in to the voices saying, oh, those poor Palestinians, they're not all terrorists. Well, no, they're not all terrorists, but none of the 1,400 dead Israelis were terrorists. They were mothers, grandmothers, children, babies. And this level of bestial inhumanity, as witnessed earlier with Al-Qaeda, now with Hamas, which gets worse and worse and worse, it cannot be tolerated. And when Hamas, or any organization anywhere in the world, uses human shields to protect its fighters and especially its leaders, the attacker, who in this case Israel, isn't to blame. We have to be absolutely clear, Michael, that the people who use humans as human shields, use their fellow, in this case, you know, their fellow Palestinians as human shields, the blood is on their hands, not Israel's. And again, you and I have talked about this over the years, Michael. The fundamental issue everyone has to keep in mind when dealing with the Israeli, Palestinian, and other terrorist conflicts, the fundamental difference is that Israel wants to live in peace. Israel's enemies want to kill every Jew. Now, those are pretty different rules, and I can tell you who wears the white hats and who wears the black hats.
Okay, in terms of who wears the white hats and the black hats, there are American forces definitely wearing the white hats in Iraq and Syria, who have come under, apparently, over the weekend, a very intensive rocket fire with more people injured. What is the United States going to do about this? Is this one of the reasons that the Ike, the USS aircraft carrier, Dwight Eisenhower, and its whole battle group is moving into the eastern Mediterranean? What does President Biden do about the attacks on U.S. forces by terrorist groups funded by, directed by, dispatched by Iran?
Well, certainly we've sent two carrier battle groups in the Eastern Med and toward the Red Sea and toward this huge zone of conflict, and that sends a strong signal. Their primary mission is deterrence, to tell Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, anybody else that we are ready and we're not going to take any guff, to put it politely, from you. And the attacks in Syria, we're trying to divert our attention, and at the same time weaken our position in Syria. And we did respond with aircraft, and we took out the terrorists who were immediately behind those attacks. you're going to see more. Today, just today, you saw another rebel attack out of Yemen against the Saudis in the border area of Saudi Arabia, southern Saudi Arabia, because the Iranians, who are, you're right, the Iranians are behind all of this. The Iranians are trying to divert the Saudis so they're too occupied and preoccupied to get involved in any kind of peacemaking. They're doing their best to peel people away from Israel, the Iranians are, and so far they're failing, actually. The greatest danger to Israel right now, honest to God, I mean, for all the blood that has been shed and will be shed, the greatest danger to Israel is the international media and international public opinion, which is easily led, and when those on the extreme left, or the extreme anything, start telling the lies, oh, Israel's killing all these babies, and you get artificial intelligence involved and phony clips as we've seen throughout this conflict, people don't know what to think. Especially less educated people in underdeveloped countries, those who are maybe fellow Muslims, they're easily led, and Israel is vilified. And the reason I said what I said earlier about the clear difference between Israel and its enemies is because we lose sight of that. We get wrapped up in the day-to-day. You know, so the Hamas, let's say Hamas uses a kindergarten class as human shields. Well, you know, who gets the blame if the kids are killed? Israel does. And so Israel has to, Netanyahu, I don't always admire everything he does, but he and his war cabinet must stay the course and really go all the way this time. If they don't, you'll do it again. And Hamas and the other terrorists will be, their actions will be even uglier, even more brutal. If you don't finish the job, if you don't wipe the plague out of your city, if you don't cure the disease all the way, if you don't cut out all the cancer, it comes back worse.
Do you believe that they've just broadcast now images of the Hamas leaders, who, of course, are not in Gaza. They are, I was actually shocked to hear, doing live broadcasts out of Qatar. And do you think that those leaders should be exempt from consequences for their murderous and obscene leadership? Because they are hiding out in Qatar. We will be right back talking to Ralph Peters, the author of 29 books, including his most recent Civil War novel, The Damned of Petersburg. We'll be right back with Ralph Peters.
Great show. I listen to you every day.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a ceasefire with Hamas would be considered a surrender for Israel.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise, or surrender to tyranny and terror.
The announcement comes as Israeli forces expand their operations against Hamas in Gaza. Former President Trump is seeking the endorsement of his former running mate Mike Pence. During a campaign event in Las Vegas, Trump emphasized that Pence should support him, citing their great, successful presidency together. Trump made the remarks shortly after Pence announced his withdrawal from the 2024 GOP race. Employees at CVS and Walgreens pharmacies have initiated a three-day walkout to protest for improved working conditions and increased hiring. The strike, dubbed Pharmageddon, marks the third such action by pharmacists in a little over a month. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And if you go back and you look at the record at what Ralph Peters has written over the years, what he has had to say, books and articles and pieces of advice, some of his work with the Hoover Institution, it's all so incredibly prophetic and right on target, and not only regarding the dangers of Hamas and other Islamo-fascist terrorist groups, but also the dangers of Vladimir Putin. You were way ahead of the curve on that. Ralph, what do you say to people who believe that the United States should cut off all aid and support for the Ukrainians who are struggling to defend the independence of their homeland?
I think that's just insane, Michael. And it not only would mean a much tougher fight and a bloodbath in Ukraine, it also would do real damage, profound damage, to our security, to our national security here, and to our allies in Europe and around the world. And my God, if you can stop Hitler before he conquers France, stop him. And right now, you know, we're at the point where Hitler's, the new Hitler, Putin, is really on the move. But hey, the bottom line is, take emotion out of it. The guy's a menace. Putin says he hates us. He admits he hates us. He wants to harm us. He wants to break up the Western alliance. He wants to hurt our economies the way his economy has been hurting. He means ill by us. Putin wants to do us harm. He wants to do your listeners harm. And so we have a situation where the Ukrainians, God bless them, they have not asked for a single U.S. fighting man or woman. We're not fighting this fight for them. They're fighting our fight for us. Ukrainian blood is protecting the United States of America and our interests and our people. And if we cannot send them a couple of bucks by Washington standards, given the waste in this country, the cronyism, the corruption, the nepotism, if we can't spare, spare change for Ukraine, when they're fighting our fight and dying and fighting hard and fighting bravely for freedom, for democracy, for independence, all the things we swear or claim that we stand for as a country, how on earth can Republicans of all people in Congress, how can they support Vladimir Putin? And make no mistake, anyone who talks about cutting Ukraine aid for Ukraine, anyone who talks about that is a Vladimir Putin pawn at best. They're actively supporting this totalitarian monster who is doing his best to destroy a country striving for freedom. And yes, you'll hear, the Ukrainians are corrupt. You think the Ukrainians are corrupt? Well, try some of the gerrymandering in the United States, but also have a look at Russia if you want to see corruption. The Ukrainians are trying to fight it. Russia has been fostering corruption in neighboring Ukraine. And Putin thought he had his corrupt oligarchs ready to go and take over in Ukraine, but you know what? The Ukrainian people fought back. So please, I beg your listeners, don't listen to the nutcases. Ukraine is our fight, and we don't even have to give any blood, because Ukrainians give the blood. Just give them the weapons. Give them the support. Brothers and sisters, my fellow citizens, it is dirt cheap compared to what will happen if we have to get in the fight some years down the road with Putin somewhere else if he invades a NATO country. So please, stop the bully now. As far as the money goes, you've got ruthless, soulless, corrupt, ignorant politicians going back to their home district and saying, well, they're taking that money from you, and they're going to send that money to corrupt Ukraine. Well, you know, first of all, the pennies we're sending to Ukraine compared to our other allies, they're carefully monitored. We're really doing a good job of monitoring that money. But the other thing is, it's not immediately fungible. Just because Ukraine is getting $5 today doesn't mean that $5 is taken out of your pocket.
The line that a lot of Republicans use is, why are we spending money protecting Ukraine's border when we won't spend any money protecting our own border? And again, it's not either or. The United States certainly has enough money and is putting more money into border security, which I think most people consider is important and is worthwhile. But that idea that somehow the crisis on our southern border is traceable to our preoccupation with Ukraine has no substance to it at all, does it?
No, none whatsoever. The money comes out of different pots. And by the way, we actually do spend a great deal of money, tens of billions of dollars every year on our southern border. The problem isn't the money on the southern border. The problem is the policies, that we are simply unwilling to control that border. And you control the border by making it impossible for illegal immigrants to stay in this country. That is the key. If they cannot stay here, they do not come. But both parties are essentially inclusion of this on this for different reasons. And Michael, I am absolutely in favor of immigration. We need it. It's a key to our booming economy compared to European and other economies. Immigrants bring tremendous things. You and I, we're descended from immigrants. And I think we've made some contributions in our time. I've served my country. You've served your country with your integrity and honesty in the media.
Thank you.
And immigrants are great, but they have to stand in line. You don't jump the line. You don't come illegally. Now, the Republicans have to give in and acknowledge the fact that we do need immigration. We need immigrants. The Democrats have to acknowledge that not every immigrant is a saint. And, you know, you come here covered in gang tattoos. Sorry, dude, you're going back to El Sal. We have to have basic standards. We have to have integrity, honesty, acknowledge our needs, but also be willing to enforce it when people break the law. We have a right to defend our borders. Foreigners have no inherent right to come here. And, you know, obviously even the illegal immigrants, they fall into different categories. Of course they do. Some are striving for a better life. Some are drug runners. Sort them out. But the bottom line is this. Stopping aid to Ukraine would not help our southern border problem one bit. They're just different problems. It's like saying, well, you know, gee, I've got a cold, so I don't have to worry about cancer. It's a non sequitur. It just doesn't. They don't relate. But Ukraine, bottom line for me, Israel's fighting our fight against terrorism. Ukraine is fighting our fight against totalitarianism. We Americans are so privileged to live in security in this country that there's no precedent in history. We're so rich and wealthy as a nation. And we're such an ungrateful nation that breaks my heart. We have so much to be grateful for. Bottom line, support Ukraine against Putin. Support Israel against Islamist terrorism. Yes, get control of the southern border. It's not about the money. It's about the policies and enforcement.
Amen. Boy, this is common sense. You can read more common sense. You can read Ralph Peters' column from 14 years ago, which still every word of it applies today, which means that people have been very slow in learning lessons that they should learn. And that goes to some of our allies as well. Ralph Peters, his Civil War novel, The Damned of Petersburg, that's not Petersburg as in the capital, the former capital of Tsarist Russia, it's Petersburg in Virginia, which is an amazing story in itself. Ralph Peters, thank you for your service for so many years as an enlisted man and officer in the U.S. Army. And thank you most of all for your enlightenment and clarity. Meanwhile, is it true that Putin is getting what he wants because of the war in the Middle East? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, with the political situation here in the United States, it's extraordinarily important that the Republican Party regain its commitment to American leadership in the broader world. The isolationist Republican Party, which, by the way, was a factor. It did used to exist in the 1930s and not so much in the 40s. Nobody could be an isolationist in the 40s. But the 30s and even into the 50s, but even then, not so much. Even people like Robert Taft were coming out of that isolationist torpor. The point is, it's too dangerous. It's just too dangerous to ignore what is going on in the rest of the world. And Nikki Haley made that very clear. She gave a very well received speech, and you just have to talk to people who were there in Las Vegas at the Republican Jewish Coalition, where she was speaking to a group of very prominent donors. That's a group, the Republican Jewish Coalition, that used to be heavily funded by the late casino owner. That's why it's in and basically very, very committed Republican donor, where so much money went to Republican candidates. And it's one of the reasons that you had eight different candidates for president, including Donald Trump, who spoke to this group. As I mentioned, I think that Ambassador Haley is certainly one who made a strong impression. See, she said this. This is clip 19.
Ukraine is a peaceful, pro-American country. The dictator of Russia is evil. He's a war criminal who's guilty of genocide. We should give Ukraine what it needs to kick Russia out of its country. To be clear, Israel and Ukraine have significant differences, but they have even more significant similarities. In both Israel and Ukraine, an evil regime is responsible for starting war. Iran and Russia are joined at the hip, and they're both unlimited partners of communist China. Iran, Russia, and China are all part of an unholy alliance. They have no problem invading their neighbors. They have no regard for human life. And they all share the same goal. They want to wipe out freedom. And they hate America more than anyone. Their ultimate goal is to destroy us. Just listen to what the dictators say. They tell us their goals very plainly and transparently. This is not just about Israel's security or Ukraine's security. This is profoundly about America's security. It's shocking and appalling that so many of our leaders and would-be leaders don't get this. It's not just Joe Biden. There are plenty of Democrats and Republicans who fail to understand the nature of the threats we face. You've already heard from some of them today, and I'm not today's last speaker. Mark my words. Those who would abandon Ukraine today are at risk of abandoning Israel tomorrow.
Okay, that's a very profound message for the Republican Jewish Coalition. Sheldon Adelson was the casino owner that built the Venetian Hotel, which is one of the show places in Las Vegas. But he certainly was someone who strongly believed in an American leadership point of view, and not an American firster in any sense. But then again, when Nikki Haley referred to when she said, I'm not your last speaker, it's because the last speaker was President Trump. And part of what he said was that basically the way to avoid conflict is to elect him. Why? Here's what he had to say, clip 5.
Remember Hillary? She said, he'll cause a war. Look at him, the way he talks, he'll cause a war. I said, no, the way I talk, I'll stop wars. I'm the only president in 72 years that didn't start a war. The only one. No, we didn't stop, but we finished wars. We finished ISIS and a lot of others. We got out of Syria, we got out of Iraq.
Okay, President Trump also went on to talk about his indictments, which is tough for him to avoid because that's where he's spending a great deal of his time. This is clip 6.
Because they did something to me that's never been done before. They indicted me because I protested a crooked election. They indicted me to go after people for years. Do you notice they never go after people that rigged the election? They go after people that are complaining about the rigging. Did anybody see anybody with all the things and all the facts we have? And you'll be seeing them come out because we never forget. You know, history, you have to remember, history is a very important word. But they indicted me once, twice, three, four. I think they stopped. I heard they were going to do a couple of more, but they said, don't do any more because my poll numbers have shot up. Because people get it, right? People get it.
Yeah, that's right. People get it. And then he spoke about the leaders he admires who are often not Democratic leaders. They are people who are described as strongmen, or a.k.a. dictators. For instance, listen to what he had to say about Viktor Orban, the strongman of Hungary. This is clip 3.
Viktor Orban, did anybody ever hear of Viktor Orban? He's the head of Hungary. Hungary fronts on both Ukraine and Russia.
No, it doesn't. But does he say more about Viktor Orban and how much he admires him? This is just one of those things that is really very, very hard to fully understand. Chris Christie had his own take on President Trump. And let's acknowledge Chris Christie's doing terribly in polls. But he said this on CNN.
Donald Trump never finishes what he started. He said he was going to build a wall across the entire border of the United States and Mexico. He built 52 miles of new wall in 4 years. He said he was going to balance the budget. He added $7.8 trillion in debt. And in the same way he said he was going to bring peace to the Middle East, he did not do that because he didn't finish the job, as you said. And so, look, if he couldn't do it in the first term with good people around him, imagine what he would do in a second term with the clowns and rogues gallery he would have around him in his second Trump term, because that's the only people that would actually work for him. And so we need to keep focused on one thing. Donald Trump is not going to be able to beat Joe Biden from a courtroom in Washington, D.C. while he's fighting his indictment on the January 6th case. And let me tell you, that indictment got much tougher for him to beat when his own chief of staff has now accepted immunity and will testify against him about the lies he told in the aftermath of January 6th and what he was told by his own people about the fact that he had lost the election. This is going to be a big problem for our party, and we need to cut it off at the pass, get rid of Donald Trump, and move on to honest, strong leadership that will tell the truth.
And, by the way, President Trump also had this to say about, and this is a problem for him, another potential witness against him, who is a former Attorney General of the United States, appointed by Donald Trump, and Bill Barr, we're talking about. He posted on Truth Social today, President Trump, and we will get to that, actually, because it's fairly remarkable. He describes Bill Barr as slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy. And for somebody who has been Attorney General twice with considerable distinction, not just with President Trump, but he was Attorney General under the first President Bush a long time ago. Why is Trump attacking Bill Barr at the moment? And how does this go, given the fact that Bill Barr could be a witness against the gag order that says he's not allowed to attack potential witnesses, including people like Mark Meadows? We will get to all of that and to more about the economy and why it is that Americans are richer than we think in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.